The one that I had at the bottom of the last page looks like this. And for a reciprocal lattice, for every g, there's a minus g. So if I put minus g in here, what happens is that on this side, the minus signs cancel out. And over here, if I put minus g in, we'll cancel that one. So if this is true, and there's always a minus g for every g, then this is also true. So it just looks nicer to get rid of the minus sign. And then I divide both sides by 4. If I divide both sides by 4, then I can write this as g divided by 2, and over here it's g over 2 squared. And now I want to take this form. All I've done is taken the diffraction condition and just I rewrote it a few times. But now I want to take this and kind of geometrically interpret this. So over here I've got reciprocal space again. Here's the origin in reciprocal space, and these black dots are the reciprocal lattice vectors. So a g vector would be going from here to there. And I've drawn 3 of the reciprocal lattice vectors in red. From the origin to here is a reciprocal lattice vector, from the origin to there, and from the origin up here is a reciprocal lattice vector. And now I look at this equation, and it says that k dot g over 2 is equal to g over 2 squared. So k dot g over 2 is the component of k in the g direction. So if I look at, I'll start with this one over here. Here's k1. And if the component of this one in this direction is here, and if that equals g over 2, then I should have diffraction. So g over 2 is halfway to the reciprocal lattice vector, and the condition that k dot g over 2 equals g over 2 is that this black vector falls on the dotted line that cuts the reciprocal lattice vector in half. So here's the reciprocal lattice vector. I cut it in half like this. And if k1 falls on this line, in 3 dimensions, it's a plane. If it falls on this plane, then I've got, I satisfy the diffraction condition. And then I can see that this k2 is falling on this dotted line, and this dotted line is cutting this reciprocal lattice vector. And this one's falling on this line, and that's cutting this red reciprocal lattice vector. So all 3 of these k vectors that I've drawn in this image satisfy the diffraction condition for different g's. In a diffraction experiment, of course, be diffracting in different directions because they're different k's. K1, K2, and K3, the main beam is coming in, and K1, K2, and K3 would be diffracting out in different directions from the crystal. But I've drawn 3 that all satisfy this diffraction condition. So this leads to the idea that you should divide